The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
This is Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki.
I also have to say that although it was technically a threesome, I never touched her vag and she never touched mine.
That would be like if you and me had a threesome with someone. We'd be like, I'll kiss you on the cheek, but that's about as far as it'll go. Today's episode was brought to you by the Punter Club.
Turn up!
No, guys, so we just thought we'd jump in at the very quickly at the beginning of this episode because today the Punter Club will be going live, our website, which will be selling our merch. You'll be seeing, obviously, you would have seen it a lot on our social media by now, but we thought we'd just get in at the very beginning of the episode and let you know that you can officially shop. It might have sold out by now, but I doubt it because this podcast goes live at 6 o'clock in the morning or something absurd. The Punter Club will be on sale today and it's probably going to sell out pretty quickly.
Yeah, so get on there, grab yourself something. It's, you know, think of it as merch, make it fashion.
Merch, make it fashion. We've got like the Not A Fucking Chance tank and hoodie. We've got the Punter bomber jacket, which is my fave. We've got the Happy Hour vintage look tee. We've got the Lemon Suck tank. We've got the Scram tank. And what else?
The cutest, like, nice little rib fabric, cutest shape. And we've got Here For Vibes.
Here For Vibes, cropped hoodie. So, guys, that will be live as of today, the 14th of October. So make sure you get on and have a look at our Punter collection and buy
thanks
our
for your
merch.
Support, babies.
We love you guys.
Cheers, babes. Welcome to Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki, the real life shit you only discuss over a drink. But before we start, a little disclaimer.
So we're here for a good time and not a long time.
Good time.
So
good time tings.
So if you are easily offended, then why do I do this every week? I always feel like I don't know what to say.
I reckon you can say,
gone, get out of here.
Get gone.
So we're just sitting here today having a little coffee. No beverages today because we're both just coming off a long weekend full of too many beverages.
So the long weekend also was like a long week because we pretty much drank every night since Wednesday night.
Literally. Well, let's get straight into what we did last week.
Yeah, well, last week we spent a lot of time celebrating our friend's new restaurant, Mamo.
I've still only been once. You've been like 50 times. Oh, I've been once.
Yeah, so we went Wednesday. They had like a friends and family night. And Thursday, Lucy bailed.
Yes, Thursday night.
The punters were very worried as to where she was.
They were very concerned. Don't worry, guys. I was, in fact, invited and I was about to go with Nick and Ollie and Jez. But I had to fly the next morning to Townsville at 7 o'clock from Brisbane, which meant I have to wake up at 5 to leave to drive to Brisbane. And I just thought to myself, I'm like, honestly, Lucy, I just cannot do that to myself. Because if you were coming with me on, like, usually, like, if Nikki and I fly hungover, it's together. So you've got, like, someone to co-pilot you through it. But doing it on your own, I just couldn't do it to myself. And I was like, I'm going to have to bail.
Because it actually is the worst driving to the airport when you're hungover.
Especially all the way to Brisbane.
You would have had to, if you went out, you would have had to have, like, gotten an Uber to Brisbane.
100%.
Yeah.
And especially because I had been to the night before, so I was already hungover.
Mm.
And then, you know, then I would have had to do it round two and I just couldn't do it to myself. I was like, no.
I think that you made a very mature decision, darling.
Very
and
mature.
And you paid for it because you missed out on the pap shots.
I missed out on the pap shot with Tammy and everyone is like up in arms about it. And then you guys started sending through Photoshop versions of me and it, which was Lord behavior.
It was literally so funny.
Guys, our newest saying is Lord behavior, by the way. Lord behavior.
Like that person's an absolute Lord. And then when something like someone does like a boss move, it's just like
Lord behavior.
Behavior.
So I missed out on the pap shot, although I was still very
not
happy.
Not Lord behavior.
Not Lord behavior. I was very happy with the outcome, though, because Nikki was wearing a dress from our new collection, so that was great.
Yeah, I gave you guys a few sneaky peekies over the weekend of some stuff we've got coming.
Literally, we've actually got so many good collections coming, like, into the latter part of the year. So that's that. Then what did you do? And then I'll go after you.
Well, I had some friends down from Brisbane for the long weekend, so we just had like full kind of girly weekend, went out for lots of dinners and lunches, and our good friend Danny brought her baby down, Miss Mila May, who's only 10 weeks old, and honestly, she is like the best baby. We actually met her
She's
last
beautiful.
Weekend in Brisbane.
Love her.
And then, yeah, Dan brought her down and I was just like, wow. Like, she just came over. She'd been at the pub all morning, like, catching up with other friends, and she came over with the bub. Miller just hung out on my bed while we all got ready and we just kind of, you know, kept doting over her. Took her out for lunch and, like, she just, like, hangs out there. Like, she was just in her pram, just being a little legend. I was like, wow. If she ever sooked for the tiniest bit, you'd pick her up and she was settled. Like, I was like, I'm happy for you, Dan. You've got an absolute pearling child there.
A pearling child, pearling I just child. Don't think is a thing.
a pearl of a child.
You've got a beautiful pearling child.
pearling daughter. But, yeah, and then we end up having another big night Sunday night by accident. We went for lunch and then I was still at Mamo for dinner, so.
Yeah, you've just been living at Mamo. Mamo.
Supporting the boys. And then last night was really nice, actually. We just, like, had yeah, friends downstairs. And we ordered so much food from
Gemelli's.
Yeah. Stunning Italian food. It was a beautiful spread. And we even played Italian music while we ate.
We did. That was a bit of a weird flex, I'm not going to lie. It was quite opera-esque.
There was one song where I went, let's change this one. It's very, very
intense. Yeah, no, and so I went up to, as you guys know, went up to back home with Jim for the weekend and my other brother Ned. And, you know, a big hit over the weekend was, in fact, my foster brother, Troy, which you guys were just frothing.
Lord
behavior. So Troy, just to give you guys some background, Troy is 11. He's from the community that my mum used to be the principal in. He got put into the foster care system while my mum and her partner, Pete, were living in Lockhart, and they just love him. He was a student at mum's school. And basically decided to take him on as their foster son, I guess you would call it. So he's like my foster brother. He's been kind of with them on and off for, I was doing the maths, he was with us for Christmas over 2 years ago. So he's been like kind of part of the family unofficially for quite some time. And he's honestly such a vibe. But no, he's a great kid. And we love him, you know, like Jim and Ned are so good with him.
Yeah.
They just like fully treat him like he's a brother. I got in a fight with him over some chocolate ice cream and I go to my mum, give, because mum was like, the chocolate ice cream's just for Troy. And I was like, this is fucking bullshit. How about you give your eldest biological daughter some chocolate ice cream? And mum's like, Lucy, way to get so savage over a fucking bowl of ice cream.
The funniest thing about that is that, like, Lucy always told me, like, she eats really quick and so does Jim. I can't notice Ned eating quick, but.
No, Ned's kind of different to me and Jim, really, isn't he?
But, like, Lucy swears, she's like, oh, I only eat that quick because basically growing up in our house, it was like survival mode, you know? Like, it was always like a competition.
It is survival mode.
With, like, who gets to eat the Tim Tams or, like, most of the dinner or something. So her and Jim still have, like, PTSD trying to.
We literally like fight over food.
Fight over leftovers.
All the time. So yeah, I eat like a man. It's pretty aggressive. So yeah, then we had the wedding on Saturday, which was amazing. It was my cousin's wedding.
Where was the wedding? Was it on someone's private property?
Yeah, on their farm. I actually didn't do any public stories. That was just only close friends.
Oh, gotcha.
Because they were very like specific about not wanting, I think, you know. Yeah.
Privacy.
So yeah, we had the wedding itself was on the farm. It was so beautiful. And him and his girlfriend are just like such a beautiful couple. Well, wife now. But it was funny cause we were, my auntie, his mum, my auntie Bridget is like this very, very dramatic crier all the time. Like she used to cry at every one of my dancing concerts. Like she's just a crier. And we're like, oh, let's like put bets on how many times Auntie Bib cries. Funnily enough, I was the one crying like hysterically through the ceremony. Like obviously they were happy tears, but I think as well just because of, you know, like my crazy love life or lack thereof and breakup. I don't know why, but I just got so emotional during the ceremony and like I couldn't stop myself. And Troy, I was sitting next to Troy and Troy's like, bro, stop crying. You're embarrassing me. Like so loud. Jim, look at Lucy. She's crying, bro. How embarrassing. And I was just like hysterically crying to the point where Jim's like, I think we're going to have to like take you for a little walk away. So we like after the ceremony.
So you had to leave the ceremony.
No. Well, it was like the ceremony itself was kind of.
Oh, yeah.
over, but everyone was still standing around waiting to like throw the pedals and whatnot and do all that kind of stuff. And Jim just like took me for a little walk and we were just pissing ourselves laughing because Jim's like, what is wrong with you? But it was like happy tears that I just couldn't stop. Like, you know,
weddings
it just
at the best of times are always so like, you know, heart jerking.
I know.
Tear jerking, whatever it is.
It was really hard because, you know, like I, as you guys all know, like I grew up with Maddie in the same small town. I've pretty much not stayed at my mum's house for 12 years because I've always stayed with him when we've gone home.
Yeah.
So for me, like it was like, it was very nostalgic. It was a very weird nostalgic weekend for me, you know. Very, very weird. Very sad, that. Very weird.
You can always count on like an 11-year-old just pull you into place.
Bro, how embarrassing. Stop crying, Lucy.
He goes, shame.
I was like, yeah, he goes, shame. I was like, Troy. Fuck, what are some other funny things he said? He's so funny, man. He just comes up with the funniest things. Like he's on Fortnite, playing Fortnite. I can't believe Mum even lets him play that. But I think she just is like, whatever. That's like every 11-year-old does that stuff now. And he was playing it and I was like kind of sitting there eavesdropping and he had his headphones on where they talk to each other. And he goes to one of them, stop talking in that weird accent, bro. I'm like,
oh my God.
I was like, Troy, you can't say that to people. And he's like, seriously, I can't even understand them. And I was like, oh, he's a cracker.
That is gold. How? So what? It's just people all over the world that you talk to.
I don't know. I'm so glad I missed the gaming age.
Me too.
Literally so bad.
It'd be so dark. Except yeah. I did used to love playing The Sims.
Yeah.
Shout out to The Sims.
Yeah, Sims was fun. Yeah.
Loved it.
Well, what's your recce for the week, Nick? The Sims?
Yeah, I'll go The Sims. And there's this, just make sure you get the cheat so that you can get the money just to build mansions from word go.
No, The Sims definitely made a resurgence.
Well, yeah, Sharberg's plays The Sims.
Yeah, some of our, yeah, she's really into it.
Well, maybe that's what I need to do to keep me in the house on weekends, to start gaming.
Start gaming. Literally, I've got to put it out there. Please don't, because it's got to be the most unattractive thing in the fucking world.
Nah.
What about me? What's my recommendation for the week? Oh, actually, this is a good one. Recommendation for the week is the new Festi eyewear shape that they're bringing out.
Oh, it's a pearl.
They've got a great new little shape that's coming out. It'll be out this week. And I've got both pairs, the taut and black. And I wear them all the time and they're very popular. So that's going to be my recommendation
for the
week.
They're very flattering on the face still.
Shout out to Mr. Oliver Frost and Mr. Jerome Ahern, who actually own Festi Sunnies.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Little fashionistas.
Little fashionistas. Actually, I do have one more quick story from the week.
I haven't actually heard this one.
We have so much that goes on like every day that I forget what happens every day. But so I was flew home yesterday with Jimbo and got off the plane and in the Brisbane airport, you know how there's those toilets where you have to press the green button and the door slides open? And I was like, oh, I'm going to go to one of these. I don't know why I chose to do that instead of just walking to the female toilet, but I was like, oh, I will do it. So hit the green button, open. There's a woman sitting on the toilet. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. But because it's one of those automatic doors, you can't just close it.
Oh my
God. So she just had to sit there and she jumped up and she like ran into the corner and it was so awkward and I didn't know what to do. So I automatically hit it again thinking that would close it, but it just kept it open for even longer. And she's just like, oh my God, oh my God. And she's got like her undies down and she like waddles back over and like hits the close the door thing. And it was so embarrassing. And I just kind of stood there with like these wide, but like enthusiastic eyes like, oh my God, sorry. I had no idea what to do. It was the longest 10 seconds of my life.
Enthusiastic eyes. I'm like, what?
I was kind of like,
why am I suddenly creeped out?
I don't know. I felt so bad, but then I just had to, like, I had to run away because I was like, if she comes out after that, how embarrassing.
Well, I can picture you looking at her with enthusiastic eyes, but she goes, like, repeatedly pressing the green button. Yeah,
like,
bitch.
She couldn't just pull her undies up because, you know, like, I don't know.
And, you have to, yeah, because to exit, I guess the exit one would be close to the door too, so she would have to do some, you know, do some solid steps to get there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's embarrassing for all involved. But
What do you reckon is more embarrassing? Like sometimes, well, it's obviously more embarrassing for the person who gets like exposed, but sometimes doing that to someone's just as embarrassing. Like you feel
I'm not,
so
I don't know.
Bad.
I'm not going to lie. I would have been pretty embarrassed if I was her, the poor woman. Like seriously, she was just sitting there with, and because we'd just gotten off a flight, there was like, you know, the traffic coming through the hallway at that time was just peak.
Peak.
She got exposed in peak hour traffic, doll. Very embarrassing. Doll. I felt really bad for her. Anyway, how sorry. If that lady ever listens to this, I really do apologise. That was awful.
Poor thing. How good was Jim's photo of you sleeping on the plane with your mouth open with the mask like down on your chin? Because stay COVID safe, guys.
Jim goes, he put a photo of me, a video of me having a meat pie, and then he puts the COVID safe one, and he was watching his own stories later when we were like driving, when I was dropping him home. And he goes, ugh, it's like traveling with a fucking grot, you. Like, he's like, who has a meat pie for breakfast that's a girl? I'm like, name a more iconic brekkie, though, honestly.
And were you a bit hungover?
No, I wasn't hungover. No, just, you know, early start kind of same feels as hangover.
You're on the road. Yeah. Just need something quick.
Yeah.
Except I hate eating meat pies in the car. Too messy.
I was at the airport.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. But I just love meat pies, maggot bags, as Maddie used to call them.
Oh, yuck. Why did you ruin a meat pie for me, bro?
Literally. Do you want to know a fun, well, it's actually really morbid and really sad, but fact, I actually saw a man die at the Apple Pie shop.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It was really, really sad.
So, and you were working for Red Bull too.
I couldn't really help him. Not that I was needed to. There was 100 people there helping him, but it was really sad.
Oh.
Actually, really sad.
Okay.
I feel pies, like maybe I've really turned the
trip. Pies are officially done to me.
Anyway,
bags and sad stories.
Moving on to the punters' wildest stories, which is what we're here for today.
Yeah, we decided, you know, we share so many of our, you know, crazy tales with you guys. So why don't we just bloody come in hot with some of your crazy tales?
Well, this is highly requested by you guys too. You're like, let us tell our wild stories. And we're like, you know what?
Let's go.
So before we get into it though, Nick, what are we drinking today?
Drink of the Ep is a goodie today, babies. We are sipping on a fresh, quick drip rosé that came out of our Good Pear Days wine box. It's so crisp and refreshing. And we also got a bottle of red and a bottle of sparkling to try too. Love that for us.
What else we're loving is that they're not necessarily wines that we would have picked for ourselves, but after doing their cute little palate quiz online, they chose the perfect wines for us to try.
It's so cool.
It's actually so cool. So the quiz is created by Australia's champion sommelier, I believe is how it's pronounced.
Sommelier.
I love that. So they obviously know what they're talking about, and they're not wrong, that's for sure. This rosé is fresh.
Shit, that's fresh. Just one less decision we had to worry about too. So Good Pear Days are Australia's best subscription wine box service, which is actually so great as it takes all the hassle out of finding a bloody good glass of wine or bubbly. And they do all the hard work for you and deliver it straight to your door.
So that you can try some of these delicious award-winning wines, the team at Good Pear Days have given us a cheeky little treat for our punters. Head to www.goodpairdays.com and do their quiz and enter happy hour at the checkout where you'll receive a free $38 bottle of wine in your first box.
That is actually super lush.
That's fresh.
Good, yeah, shit, that's fresh. So cheers, babies.
All right, so we're going to take it in turns reading them out. Nikki, go. Wild punter story number one.
Hi, ladies. Punter from Vancouver, Canada here. G'day all the way over there.
G'day. Oh, howdy, y'all. Oh, no, that's America.
Hey, E.
Yeah.
They all say A. Isn't it like Canada, A?
Canada, A. I can confirm, though, when I lived in Canada, I didn't pick up on the A as much as people like to make out.
People think that always says fair dinkum and g'day, you know.
Or let's put another shrimp on the barbie. Like
that's, no one says that.
That's a mystery to us all.
Yeah. Anyway, back into it. In 2014, I was in LA with two of my best girlfriends. We would have been about 24 years at the time. We'd gone to the night swim pool party at the Roosevelt Hotel, but since bars closed fairly early in LA, we wanted to keep partying. We lingered outside the hotel after it closed in the hopes that a group of guys would start talking to us and invite us to an after party. Lo and behold, they did. Ended up at some insane house party in the Hollywood Hills. They had a bouncer with the guest list outside, but whoever we were with must have had some pull because they let us in, no problem. It was a massive mansion with an open bar and so many people. Anyway, we end up in the backyard after a little while, and who do we see? Mike fucking Tyson. He had his bodyguards with him, but my best friend waved him / made eye contact with him, and he gestured for us to come over.
Get
Mood.
Fucked. Mike Tyson in Vegas. Oh, sorry, LA.
LA, yeah.
LA. That is a full vibe. Does he have actual tattoos on his face?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Mood.
I think so.
Vood?
Vood. Tattoo mood.
Very big mood.
Perfect. Write that down. We ended up spending the entire time at the party chatting with Mike Tyson. After a while, it was clear that he was into my BFF and flirting with her. And at one point, he told her that he had a secret to tell her.
Ooh.
She asked what, and he whispers in her ear, I got a big dick. Now, just imagine that being said with a lisp.
I got a big dick.
Because, yeah, he's got a lisp, doesn't he?
Can I just say, in what world is that a pickup line?
Mate, after a few stories I heard yesterday, I reckon.
Where were you yesterday? Oh, yeah.
With you at a friend's house.
Literally.
She's got some dating tales and we want her
to come on the podcast
and we want to call it the Dick Diaries.
Yeah, Dick Diaries with Kat. Anyway.
She goes, I don't know what it is about me, but I must be really approachable to send dick pics to. I was like, hate that view.
Oh, my God.
Love that for us. Okay, sorry. Then she goes, she was a little creeped out after that and she was not down. It was starting to go too far, so we ran away from him to the inside of the party where he found us again. We left the party shortly after to go to another after party. Wow. So can't confirm if he does have a big dick or not, but I reckon he definitely would.
I would be scared of that dick. I'd be terrified of that dick.
That dick would throw down, yo.
That dick probably has a little tattoo on it under its eye.
Or a big tattoo. I honestly love that about LA though, that like you can just kind of go to a kick on or whatever and like
a celebrity will be there?
Yeah, like we ended up in this house once and we had no idea who they were. And it was very intimate. We were like drinking straight tequila.
That's because everyone was refraining from telling me who they were because apparently I would embarrass everyone even though.
Yeah.
That was fucking stupid. Anyway, so the people whose house it was is the DJs that from Loud Luxury, which is,
Andrew and someone.
Fuck, I don't remember their names.
Andrew and John or something?
They were legends, though, absolute legends. They lived in the most beautiful house in the Hollywood Hills. Lords, I was putting on, what song was I putting on for them all the time? Suck on My Lollipop, I believe.
Yeah, it was. And they were like getting so into it. And the other friends we were with were kind of like, oh, you know, like let's be a little bit more low key. And we were like, I want to suck on your lollipop.
Yeah, and I hate that when someone knows that someone else is famous. They're like, you know, like Lucy, don't embarrass us in front of the famous person. I'm like, definitely going to embarrass you. So they didn't tell me who it was, which was really, really devastating because.
I'm trying to find his name. Joe is the other one, sorry.
Joe and Andrew.
Andrew and Joe, yeah.
But yeah, no, they were the biggest legends. But yeah, no, I do love that about LA too.
We were like loving one of their songs so much at that time. Like it was like.
Body of mine.
Yeah.
Cruising on my innocence and body of mine. Riding on a something. And had I have known that it was them, I would have been fangirling.
Well, we messaged them after, did we? I can't remember.
And we saw like, them again at Coachella. We're hanging out with them at Coachella and they're like, let's go get sushi in LA, girls. And I was like, oh.
And now we're like, you know, like.
We follow each other on Instagram and stuff.
We'd be friendly enough.
Yeah.
So, you know, the moral of the story, never be embarrassed to say that you know a celebrity.
No.
What about when I saw P. Diddy?
Was that the moral of that story?
What about when I saw P. Diddy at Coachella?
You go, howdy from Australia or whatever.
I said, g'day from Australia. And then I just looked at Lucy like, why should I say that?
We've got some great celebrity content over the years.
We do. Get me back to America.
What about when I was talking to Anwar Hadid outside the
I didn't even know who it was.
And then that was when Kendall Jenner walked straight past and I was like, Kendall! Kendall!
And then someone fooled us and told us that there was an underground tunnel that VIPs could go through.
I don't think that's legit.
Yeah, it probably is, eh?
Yeah. And then who offered to give us a drink that night? What's his name? LeBron James.
Oh, yeah, LeBron James.
And I didn't even know who he was.
Me either. And the next day I wake up and I go, who was that fabulous man?
Well, he was literally at the table we were standing at.
And he was giving us drinks and he was like, I go, who was that fabulous man with the diamante glasses on? I'm like, did he date a Kardashian? And Carleen goes, babe, are you joking? That was LeBron James.
Fuck, we've had some good times.
Like, and I went, respect.
Even thinking like, you know, that was Tammy's hookup to be fair. But that was like over two years ago now.
Yeah. Was it? Oh my God.
Fuck, wow. I'm old. Woo!
Wow.
It's scary.
This is not how I thought 2020 would go.
No, I thought I'd be getting drinks with LeBron James and DeMonte Sunnies at this point, to be honest. All right, let's get into another wild story. So, wild story number two. I went on an Adelaide wine tour with two of my gal pals, FYI, on a long weekend after two nights of drinking. We got up at 7 a.m., hung over as shit, and started drinking cruisers. Oh, the iconic Bender drink, Guava Cruisers. And took a few Nurofen Panadol to ease the hangover. If you ever see anyone drinking a Guava Cruiser, guys, just know that they're not fresh.
No,
they've definitely been partying for a few days. Anyway, little word from the wise there.
Inside scoop.
Fast forward to day three. Fast forward the day. Three bottles of wine each in the sun, zero water or food intake. my friend projectiled on the bus, a 40-minute ride back, all over the floor. All of these girls at the front were complaining about the smell. Oh, yuck. So I started farting to give them something else to smell. This is revolting. Tee-hee, she reckons.
Tee-hee, she reckons.
I've got a story to add on to the end of this, but I'll keep going. Get back to my Airbnb and my friend is still spewing and wailing in pain. My other friend and I were passed out on the couch. Next minute, I start wailing and vomiting in pain too. My friend and I both start vomiting and feel as though we were dying for 4 hours straight. So we call the ambos to come because we feel as though as if we're going to die.
Oh, my God.
Friend A, bus vomiter, decides to wait downstairs. I love that, bus vomiter. Decides to wait downstairs of our Airbnb, three flights of stairs to the ambos. Ends up passing out down there because she was too fucked to get back up.
Oh, my God.
So the ambos rock up to all three of us practically dead just to tell us we had heat stroke.
Oh, plot twist.
Anyway, I was so hungover for the next for about 2 weeks after that, and then we got a $200 ambo bill in the mail the next month. Safe to say I didn't drink white wine for a long time, illy. Oh, wow. My God. White wine is like the basic girl's devil.
It really is not for everyone, is it?
It's not for me.
I reckon white wine is good when you're drinking it with like accompanying food. You know, like it's
even
sometimes
then,
it goes,
I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah, so you're officially done. See, I don't mind like, you know, Riesling with a bit of white fish or something. Keep it fresh.
Yeah. No, picking up what you're putting down. I actually love putting white wine in food.
Yeah.
Like in a pasta sauce or, oh, yum.
Oh, we're sure having health this week so we can make white wine pasta.
Should we just be fat again for one more week? No, I really need to start thinking about, like, I'm single now.
She's touching your arms.
I'm touching my arms, which is a weird thing that I do whenever I talk about my weight. I always touch my arm and pinch the side of my arm. It's very weird. Nikki was the first one to expose me for doing that.
Yeah, you didn't even know.
I didn't know I did it.
Then I started pulling her up and Liz goes, oh, my God, it's a thing.
Literally. Wait, but speaking of vomiting and in weird, you know, like weird times where we thought it was really gross, remember when we were on the plane and that chick was vomiting next to us? But she wasn't vomiting from being, like, altitude sickness or like being scared of flying. She was vomiting because she was wasted drunk. We were going to Bali.
And she was so drunk that she couldn't, she just like wasn't getting up out of her chair at all.
No, and just like vomiting in the bag, like run to the toilet, babe.
Yeah, and mates are there like.
They were like laughing and I was like, this is revolting. Like this is like watching girls gone wild on a plane.
That's right. And there was those like older women who had been going on like a girls trip and they were like, is this a fucking joke?
Yeah, they were
haven't been on holiday
up.
In years and we were stuck next to this Nancy.
Yeah, no, that was pretty gross. I'm not going to lie. Seeing someone that drunk on a plane is almost like a bit scary. Like, we get drunk on the plane. I always drink on the plane, but never like to the point where I'm like being a silly goose.
Yeah, like get drunk and do like the whole woo.
Get drunk
when you
and
land.
Have a few beer bongs or whatever, but don't.
I remember once I flew somewhere and there was a really nervous flyer on the plane that like you could kind of, like I noticed her when I was getting on. She was just like obviously
fretting
to fly. Is
this international or local?
No, it was local. I think you're probably with me. And
there's not been many flights we've caught without each other, let's
literally.
Be honest.
And I could hear her throughout the whole thing, you know, like they just kept feeding her drinks and she's getting louder and louder and kind of giggly and everything. Anyway, when the plane finally lands, she's like fully yahooing, like, woo, yeah, woo, I did it. Like she's having the time of her life. I was like, get it, queen.
I love it when, I love a full yahoo.
A yahoo.
How good's a yahoo? All right, next one.
Okay. She's even given us a little teaser.
I love this. Sip,
what do they call it? Sipnosis.
Synopsis.
Synopsis. Synopsis. Okay. Wild story number 3. 48 hours in Vegas, getting arrested, put in a wheelchair, and having a threesome with a stripper and my best friend. Full story below if you want to know.
Wow, I love
you that. You have my attention.
Yeah, you've got my attention, babe.
Okay. I went to Vegas with my best friend for my 21st birthday.
Whoa.
We went to Vegas obviously knowing it would be a big few days, but we didn't know just how big it would get. The night of my actual birthday, I got so wildly drunk. On the way to the club after pre-drinks and stopping at a few bars, I threw up on some Canadian guy's lap who proceeded to want to kiss me afterwards while on a party bus on the way to the club.
Yuck.
I ended up getting kicked out of the club, getting arrested and put in a wheelchair because I couldn't walk. I didn't get charged, thank God.
Oh, my goodness.
But my best friend had to completely shower me and put me to bed with a bin tucked under my chin to throw up in. But it gets worse. The following night, we go to a male strip club for the first time and end up chatting with one of the strippers after the show and getting drinks with him.
As you do.
Again, we got so drunk, although not as bad as the previous night, but still drunk enough. My friend and I ended up inviting him back to our hotel. My friend and I had discussed that I would sleep with him as I was a bit more keen than she was. Once back at the hotel, it's about 3 a.m. now, and to make it even more cringe, this stripper proceeded to give us both a strip tease, which we didn't ask for or even insinuate that we wanted. I don't know.
I love the way this girl's written this.
I know. Anyway, one thing led to another and it ended up being a threesome. We are both straight females and have never dreamed of doing such a thing.
Mood. You know what? That's a great story. The page.
Oh, 21. Fucking
live your best life,
babe. Getting
it done. 21, getting it done.
Rhymes for a reason. To finish the story, the whole night ended at 5:30 a.m. in the morning. We set our alarms for 30 minutes because we had to be up at 6 for a six-hour each-way bus tour of the Grand Canyon.
Oh, put that a bullet in my head.
Yeah, that's regrets. After doing that with your best friend, then having to sit next to them on a bus for 12 hours, rusty and hungover as fuck, I can't even explain how weird it was. I also have to say that although it was technically a threesome, I never touched her vag and she never touched mine.
That would be like if you and me had a threesome with someone. We'd be like, maybe I'll kiss you on the cheek, but that's as bad as far as it'll go.
We also found out later than the next day that he is Australian and only lives 20 minutes away from where we do. Oh,
surely
my
you could
God.
Pick up on his accent, Al.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is so funny.
That is hilarious.
You know what, though? They're the kinds of stories that you literally can't, like, how many times do we tell the story about when we ended up in that penthouse in Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
We can't really tell it on air. It's quite wild, but.
Yeah, no, too many details would be missing.
Yeah, but it was
honestly
really fun. Just to preface this, though, we did not have a threesome with each other, just to make sure that you know.
I did not touch her vag.
I did not touch that woman's vag. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And it was so funny because when we went to Vegas, we were there for, what, 4 days?
Yeah.
I think. And when we left, I kind of was just, you know, sitting in the car reflecting and I go to the girls, wait, you can see how, like, on the hangover that he woke up with a tiger in his room, hey?
You like, actually can, though.
Like, fucking crazy shit happens in Vegas. It's nuts.
I love it. Get me back there.
Yes.
Oh. Get me back there.
Remember when you ended up in the fountain at the Bellagio?
Okay, we can tell that story. So I was so – we went to a pool party all day and I – so I was wasted, like absolutely – I was like the most drunk out of our whole crew.
We went to a pool party off the back of like a big night too. So yeah. You know when you're like that hungover delirious and all you can do is like get back on it?
Yeah. So we were at the pool party and I was by far the most drunk. Like I was like – I think I put a midget on my shoulders at the pool or something at one point.
And we're all there, you know, like trying to like still look, you know – ooh, I'm not going to wet my hair. It's going to be sexy. So I get invited to all the cabanas. Lucy's there, like, drenching herself on the stripper bowl under the little, like, waterfall.
Those, like, mushroom waterfall things.
Yeah, so funny.
Oh, and I was, so I didn't give a fuck, it would be known. Still managed to get into the cabanas, though, praise be.
God bless.
And the thing is, mainly because I was there with my hot friends. Anyway, so then we go home and get ready. So I'm, like, wasted trying to get ready, blow dry my hair. I end up wearing this midi dress out. And no undies, which is so not a me move. Like, I can't even sleep without undies on because I'm just so, like, I just like to have undies on.
Yeah.
And so I went out, but it was a midi dress, so it was quite long. But then while we're out, I was just being an absolute terror. I was being so naughty that night. I was like a naughty schoolgirl. Like, I was like.
You were, like, singing, oh, you kissed the busker on the cheek, all that shit. Like, just fucking being a menace.
I was being a menace. And then I was, like, you know, going up, like, straddling, would you say, the elevate, the like the handrail that goes up next to a lift, not a lift, an elevator, and like going backwards going backwards up the escalator on the handrail. And our really straight friend Grace was like, Lucy, get down from there. And I was just being naughty. Anyway, then I decided to run through the shallow parts of the Bellagio fountain. But because I took my shoes off, and like jumped over the little railing fence part of the Bellagio fountain. To be fair, it wasn't the main fountain. It was like one of the side fountains. And because I was running through water, I hoiked up my mini skirt and forgot I didn't have undies on.
Full
and just
vag.
Like literally put my whole vag and bum out in the middle of the Bellagio fountain. And like
we weren't that pissed.
I was blind.
You were blind. But I feel like I was all right. And then we went to like back to our hotel and like ate at like the restaurant downstairs really late. And then Lucy's there yelling out to the waiter, "Bonsoir, where's my pasta?" And I'm like, fuck, chill.
Bonsoir meaning good evening in French.
Cultured.
Cultured as fuck, baby. And I was like, "Bonsoir, where's my pasta?" And everyone was like, "Oh my God, get this rat bag out of here."
Our like, more straight edge friend Alex was like, "Lucy, do not talk to the waiters like that."
I gave zero fucks, and I actually am quite respectful to waiters, but yeah, that night I was just really on a tear.
On a tear, darling.
Oh, fuck, I love Vegas.
I know.
We need to go so we can get more stories. I feel like I'm running out of stories.
We're going
to
have no stories after this year because we've done no travelling.
Well, thank you, COVID-19, for fuck all. Fuck stupid all. Asshole.
This year sucks.
All right.
Okay.
This year sucks.
All right, you're next.
All right, wild story number four. My boyfriend and I's relationship was coming to a slow end, and as you know, the sex gets a bit vanilla at this point. On Boxing Day evening, a few too many drinks later, along with the word threesome being thrown around all night, things got wild. I myself, being the stubborn and selfish person I am, only agreed if there was a boy in the mix too. Wow, okay. I'm sensing a bit of being put on the spit here, doll. Next thing we know, myself, my boyfriend, and his best friend, who had previously tried to go before me and my boyfriend's relo start. Oh, so I guess the best friend had tried
to hit her up.
Yeah. And one of my best mates hopped into a car and told my sister we were heading home for a four-way. Let's just say it was the most random and spontaneous night of my life. 4 days following, myself and my boyfriend broke up. Safe to say it's not the smartest idea to sleep with your boyfriend's best mate and your best mate on the same night. Holy shit,
yeah,
babe.
That's heavy.
All I can say is if you're going to have a four-way, choose wisely who you pick. You may never speak to them ever again.
And then she's done the little crook face emoji. Like oh.
How good's that face? I use it way too often. Like, oh, awkward.
Wow.
Okay, I find that hectic. Really interesting because I'm going to put it right out there. I would never ever have had a four-way with you and Cam and Maddie.
Nah.
Too
no
weird.
Way. Yeah.
It's like family.
And like
way
I just don't
weird.
Have that relationship with like, yeah, nah, that's too close.
Way too close. Bizarre.
But, you know, I guess she was on the way out with her boyfriend anyway. Maybe.
I just, for me, it's so, I find it really interesting when people are like, yeah, wow, I got so drunk and wanted to have a threesome with my best friend. It's like when I get really drunk, the last thing I'm thinking about is ripping my best mate's clothes off and literally, having a threesome.
Literally.
I'm not thinking about anything like even remotely
just really,
like that.
It's just like so risky. Like you can like ruin a friendship, you know. It'd be just a bit on.
Yeah.
All right. Wild story number five. This one's very short and sweet, but kind of funny, kind of disturbing. Okay, wild story number five. I had my 18th birthday at the end of 2018 and all my school friends came and we were having a great time. Until about 7:30 p.m, early, I attempted to do the worm and couldn't hold my body weight as I was 6 foot, so I ended up smacking my face into the cement, popping my jaw out and broke my wrist. So my 18th birthday night was spent in hospital busted.
Oh!
That sucks. I bet you'll never do the worm again, Queen. All right.
I can say I'm an active wormer.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
But you only do the one.
Yeah, no, I'm just strictly one worm.
Yeah.
Strictly singular worm.
Singular worm. Lazy worm. Just the one.
No, fucking name a more beautiful worm though. Mine's I've got pointed feet.
Would you call it an earthworm?
The execution is just bloody down.
Would you call it an earthworm or a witchetty grub?
I'm going to go with earthworm. Yeah. Witchetty grubs are fucking creepy.
You can eat them though.
No thanks.
Didn't you do bush tucker at school?
funny.
No, thank you.
No, there's a note from me. Okay, so wild story number six.
Lego.
So back in May, my girlfriends and I went out for a BYO dinner. Beautiful, yum. Drank a bottle of wine and each time, and then went to the pub across the road. Sounds like our bloody Friday night stop. We met this guy who told us he was the captain of a super yacht that was docked nearby and invited us to go back to have kick-ons. So the five of us went to this fucking $15 million boat and the guy was all hush-hush about us not taking photos, etc. So we had a couple of sneaky shots. Long story short, after drinking all the alcohol on the boat, my best friend and I had a threesome with the deckhand. Who are all these birds out there getting threesomes?
Turns out threesomes are pretty common.
Who joined us and was absolutely fucking stunning. We were so drunk and barely remember it and he was full sober, lucky guy. Anyway, YOLO was so fun and not how I expected, and just not how I expected my Wednesday night dinner to go. Hear, hear, chick.
Especially when you start with BYO. Okay, I've just Googled the boat. I reckon I'd have a threesome on this boat.
Really?
It's luxe as fuck.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like Nikki would have a threesome on any boat at this point in time.
Look at it.
Yeah, that's a nice boat.
That's a vibe. It's huge.
If anyone's wanting to proposition Nikki for a threesome, just BYO super yacht.
My only happening on a luxury $50 million super yacht. Thank you very much.
Wow. So threesomes are quite a common event amongst the punters, it would appear.
Literally.
Maybe we need to do a dedicated episode to threesomes and get two girls that have had a threesome with each other on the podcast.
Oh, my God, yes. And talk about like, yeah, all like the.
Yes.
I feel like we need to find like a good outcome and then a bad outcome.
If you've done this, yeah, please email us just in advance.
And we want like, you know, like a good outcome, bad outcome, a weird outcome, anything.
I feel like they're all, going to be a bit weird, surely.
Imagine if a dude impregnated both girls that he had a threesome with.
Fuck, that's a lot of cum.
Get on there, bro.
I believe that's called spit roast. No, yeah, so I reckon we want to at least get two girls that have had a threesome with two girls and then another girl that's had a threesome with two dudes, a.k.a. put on the spit.
Turn up.
A.k.a. one of my friends got put on the spit once in a van.
We never let her forget.
We never let her forget. I almost brought it up at her wedding. I didn't, though.
Thank God for that, seriously. I'd be like, you know, like there's those weddings where I think it happens, but like also just a lot on TV where they just kind of like go way too rogue about like the
on hobby. The speeches.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, yes,
I remember
yes,
this
he
one
slayed
time
some dragons.
He rooted a midget or whatever, like things like that.
Yes, he slayed some dragons, but like he's trying to marry his princess. Let him live, you know?
Yeah, literally. I'd be the person that. I'm renowned for probably saying a little bit too much and I actually got in a lot of trouble for it recently. I said way too much about one of our friends in front of his new girlfriend and he fucking killed me. Like he was like furious at me to the point where I was like, are we even going to be friends anymore? It was pretty scary. But
it was.
Indeed, we were still friends. Thank God.
They're friends.
All right.
Okay.
Wild story number six, Nick.
Okay. I have a tendency to wander off from my friends at events. Watch yourself, queen. That's very dangerous.
I thought when you looked at me then I was like, are you trying to say I do that?
No. Anyway, this one time I went to a drum and bass event and did exactly that. D&B. Wilkinson was playing drum and I ended up meeting this chick and this is where it all gets a bit blurry. Why do I feel like this is another threesome? I followed this chick, well, I think I did, backstage to where the artists chill before doing their sets. I was yarning to this guy and he stops me mid-yarn and says, where's your wristband? To which my response was, I don't know, shrug shoulders. Then he proceeded to ask me how I got here. And by this time, the girl I'd followed in had left. So I proceeded to just shrug my shoulders. He looked me dead in the eyes and told me that he was impressed I made it this far and that he was the guy that was running the whole event, that I was a vibe and that I could stay there. So he gave me a wristband and said, do you know that Wilkinson is sitting right there?
Who the fuck's Wilkinson?
Obviously like a big DJ.
A D&B DJ.
Drum and bass DJ. I was quite literally hanging out with an international DJ by accident and then I got to bring my friends backstage to meet him too. Very Lord moment of mine.
That was good, but...
Good on you, queen. Good,
yeah, that was good. I mean,
it's always
talk to me when it's Vin Diesel, would you, please?
Oh, let her live.
Drum and bass DJ, posh tosh, I don't even know who that is. Talk to me when it's Calvin Harris, who, by the way, I would love to meet if you're out there. Manifest,
you're
manifest,
around
manifest, all. Calvin... So Calvin Harris mustn't be that old because he dated Taylor Swift and Taylor Swift's my age, just FYI.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's older than her though, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely older than her.
I love Calvin Harris.
We've made a resurgence of Calvin Harris lately.
We have. It's vibe. Okay, wild story number seven, are we at? I believe. Okay. One night in Italy, Florence, after drinking ourselves silly at a karaoke bar with our bus about crew, my friend had heard about this nightclub and said it was the biggest one in Florence. So we decided we'd go test it out. So we get a taxi to this town in Florence, which is about 40 minutes away from the city, and it costs us about €60. We get out in this extremely quiet town. No one seems weird. So we walk towards the club and still no one is around. As we are walking, a car stops at us three girls, winds down the window and was winking at us and talking in Italian. We don't understand a word of Italian, so we just kept walking confused, I might add. We get to this club and turns out it's been closed for 3 years and we all look at each other and just say, what the fuck? At this stage, it's 1 a.m. and there's no taxis out in this area. So we try and find a main street. And so we do. And there were prostitutes around us, left, right and center. Cars kept approaching us and winding down their windows. And we'd figured out why. They probably thought we were also prostitutes. So we started to freak out thinking, where the fuck are we and how do we get back to our hostel? We had no internet on our phones, no SIM cards at this stage. So we realized we were fucked. It's actually crazy. When I was in Italy, I drove through this town and I've never seen so many prostitutes in my life. So I'm like imagining that and that yeah. would be scary. We walked to a fast food takeaway shop that was open and asked to use their phone, but they wouldn't let us. So when we're in the shop, we see these two Italian guys and ask them if we could get a lift back to Florence as we literally had no other options. And they said, sure. So we got in their car. Us three girls were in the back and we noticed he was driving the wrong way to get back to Florence. We look in our MapsMe and MapsMe is like an offline maps program, very handy to have when you're traveling.
Good to know.
And they're taking us to fuck knows where. And we said, you're going the wrong way. And he replied, we have to go back to my home first. At this point, we knew we were in some trouble. So I said to him, stop the car. And he replies, no, no, we just got to go here first. And my friend whispers in my ear, open the fucking car door. So we all got out of a moving car. He eventually stopped and we started to run. As we're running, we try and call the police. We don't speak a word of Italian and they just kept hanging up. Finally, we got through to one and explained the story and they replied, sorry, we can't help you, and hung up. It was probably about 3 a.m. by this
point.
That's scary. And we see some guy pulling into his driveway. We get out our phones and use translator and beg him to drive us back to Florence, literally crying and begging this man after begging him for 5 minutes, he let us get into his car and drove back to Florence. I've never been happier to see Florence City in my life. I kissed the ground when we got out of the car. What a night. We got mistaken for prostitutes, jumped out of a moving car and rejected by the police and almost got kidnapped. Hectic.
Jeez Louise.
That's really scary, chicks.
That's a scary, scary. Honestly, you have to be so careful when you travel, especially being a girl.
Yeah.
I hate that the world is like that, but.
Having a SIM card is so good when you're traveling.
Like, I would never travel now without an active phone, or at least be with you who had an active phone.
Yeah, I'm on Vodafone, so mine just flicks over. It's stunning.
Yeah, it really is stunning. Yeah, that's a different kind of wild. That was wild, spooky. Actually, that gives me an idea for another podcast. Let's do a whole episode on punters' terrible travel tales.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, our lucky last wild punter story. I was working in Southeast Asia as a caseworker for a sex trafficking organization and was introduced to everyone on my first day. With it being a developing country, they do things a little bit different when it comes to law and safety. I was introduced to a girl who was a sex trafficked victim living in the safe house of the organization. I was asked to take her to an old apartment, the old apartment she used to live in before she was rescued, and to get all of her leftover belongings. We jumped in the car alongside the security guard and drove off to the location with me fully expecting to be going into a safe apartment. As I got out of the car with the girl, the security guard gave me a can of pepper spray and told me how to use it. I asked him why the fuck I was being given a can of pepper spray since he was a security and he was clearly coming with us. He told me, well, who is going to be the driver of the car when we have to quickly leave? So I asked why we had to leave so quickly when he said it's a simple, safe task to be done for the victim. He laughed at me and told me to quickly hurry up because the man might not be there. So I walked up the flight of stairs with my random pepper spray in hand and a girl who had been sex trafficked in the apartment we were about to see. As we knocked, an old man with his shirt off appeared from the door and tried to grab and hug her. As she stepped back and she refused his hug, she told me that he was the man that was her sex trafficker and that she didn't feel comfortable talking to him. I'd never been more shocked in my life when she muttered those words. So my fight or flight kicked in and obviously I had to fight for this poor young woman. I grabbed all of her stuff whilst trying to protect her from the horrible, creepy old man who was trying to grab her. I said a few mean things to him when we left, but he definitely deserved them, and we then scrammed the fuck out of there with the security guard laughing and speeding off. I remember asking the girl if she was all right, and she said she was so happy because she had her rice cooker with her again. Feels, girl. So whenever I'm having a shit day or something bad goes wrong, I always think about how grateful that girl was to have a rice cooker. Despite the absolute worst thing happening to her, she turned something negative into a positive. Wow. Oh my God. That is so not like sad, that's, but yeah, nice. Oh my gosh.
That's so nice. Like what a rewarding job. Good literally for you, babe. And that's like pretty dangerous too.
That's super dangerous. Yeah. It's good to have those in amongst the wild stories because otherwise it was just like threesome, threesome, threesome.
You dirty little bitches. Sexually creative girls.
I love that. Let your freak flag fly. Freak flag fly. All right, guys. Well, we absolutely love you all. J'adore.
Love yours big time.
And thanks again for sending through your wild stories. We've got so many now that we just might even get.
We'll file them all away. And if we ever do another episode, we'll get to some
I think
more.
We'll definitely do another one for sure.
And things like this, more detailed, the better.
Literally. And like the better you write it as kind of a bit of a story, the easier it is for us to read and you know, make all it seem jazz. Very interesting. But thank you so much, guys. Stay tuned and have a beautiful week.
Ciao for now.
This podcast is part of the Spin Studio Network. Stay up to date with us. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram @we_the_wild_ones. Cheers, babes.